Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey!
Hello!
Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is National Cookie Day.
Oh, boy. Woo! Are you going to participate today?
Well, so I was just talking about how I'm going to start a plan to lose weight.
Yeah?
Which is kind of silly, like, you know. December.
Well, it's not silly. You're getting to jump on 2020.
Yeah, but December is when you eat bad.
Yeah, but it's better. Like, do the best you can this month versus just, like, you know, gaining 10 pounds because you feel like you have to eat everything.
Yeah, and then it's an extra 10 pounds starting in January.
Do your best, you know?
You'll feel better in 2020, like, when it starts, like, than being all full and fat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I do love me some Tiff's Treats, and they've got a pumpkin spice cookie. It's so good, bro. I'm telling you,
really?
It's so good. Oh my god,
pumpkin spice. I'm over it. It's Christmas. Bring on the peppermint.
Yeah, call me when there's peppermint, Holmes.
Or eggnog.
They might have peppermint today.
I'm just kidding. I don't need a peppermint one. But I was gonna say you enjoy National Cookie Day, but you shouldn't because you're about to start the new life.
What life?
A new life.
National Sock Day too. I know it's a very big day for Jay Light, Sarah's husband.
Has like 5 drawers of socks, maybe 6.
And he's the goofy, he's the wacky sock guy.
Oh, I mean, he spends way too much time. Like, he'll hand me, like, which socks should I wear with this shirt today?
And but nobody's ever going to see
but
it,
he'll have like 3 or 4 options of socks, all in different shades of pink and stuff. And then he's trying to find the best one. And I'm just like, my socks don't even ever match. I don't know.
That is true.
That's funny, dude. Yeah, that's real true. Funny.
Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We thank you so much for having us on for this. The 4th of December, and a great happy story as we kick things off. Is it Wednesday, y'all?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm Wednesday.
Yeah,
okay.
Happy
We're
Wednesday.
Halfway through the week. Happy Wednesday. Maroon 5 Memories, now Mix 94.7. Hi.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
You ever heard of Fair Play, Colorado?
No.
Nope. I've heard of Colorado.
A small town near Denver. It's in a larger area called South Park. You ever heard of that?
Yeah. Was South Park the cartoon done in South Park, Colorado?
Yeah, it's where the show set.
Oh.
But apparently, people who live there are a lot nicer than the people on the show. Because check this out. Over Thanksgiving weekend, hundreds of travelers got stranded there by snow and high winds. It was so bad, you couldn't drive in it. So the town took in all of them and made sure everyone had a place to sleep. The official population of Fair Play is 762. On Friday, they sheltered another 300.
Wow.
Then 446 on Saturday, and at least 30 of them had to be rescued from their cars. When all the hotels filled up, the managers let people sleep in the lobby and passed out blankets, pillows, and hot chocolate. When all the area shelters were full, volunteers laid out wrestling mats for people to sleep on at South Park High School. It's not clear how many residents also brought people into their homes, but lots of people donated food, and so did at least one church. The head of the local Salvation Army called the effort amazing. He said he is, quote, just so proud of his little community for what they did. Text HAPPY to 51993. We'll send you the story, HAPPY to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks for listening to Mix 94.7.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
What is the highest possible FICO score? Is it A, 800, B, 850, or C, 920?
800?
This morning, I'm so happy because I got an alert that mine went up. And it's not nearly as high as I'd like, but I know it went up. It's a start, right?
Yeah, it's a start. Baby steps.
I'm going to say 800. I don't know, but I guess it could be it because that's where I want to reach for.
The highest possible FICO score is 850.
Oh.
And when it comes to measuring a person's responsibility with credit, there's really no universal standards because every reporting agency, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, have their own kind of
scale
scoring system, so to speak. But the high score is 850 under their models. The interesting thing is most Americans have good credit, which is anywhere above 700, with 20% of people falling in the 800 and above club. They tend to have credit history of at least 25 years. So here's another thing. If you're under the age of 30, don't worry, because only 2% of people age 30 and below have managed to achieve a score of 780 or higher.
Oh, wow.
I want to be in the 800 club so bad.
Here's how you get that really, really, really high score if you want it. Mm. Okay, you have to have a credit history of at least 25 years.
Okay.
You cannot make late payments for at least 7 years, right? Okay. So you have to have perfect payments for the for 7 years. Only use 7% of your credit limit and owe less than $3,500 on your credit cards.
Dude.
That's how you get the great credit.
Can we play Let's Be Honest?
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Are you part of the 800 club?
No.
Okay. You're not part of the 800
because that's like everything that screams you like
that
perfect.
That's
like
Sarah
perfect
Osborne.
Attendance, like 7 years of not missing a payment or being late.
I miss payments in my 20s.
Yeah, it happens.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that, Sarah.
It happens.
I miss payments.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
New research shows that giant turtles can remember things for up to 10 years. In a related story, all of my ex-girlfriends were part turtle.
We've all heard of the term FOMO. F-O-M-O stands for fear of missing out, of course. But just discovered something from the same guy. There's a dude named Patrick McGinnis. He's the one that created the term FOMO.
Mm.
He has a new one called FOBO, F-O-B-O, which I like. Fear of missing out means that you're going to go out on a Saturday night when you'd rather stay in because all your girlfriends are out and you don't want to miss out.
I suffered from that so much before I got married. Like, my boys were going out somewhere, and I'm like, guys, we do the same thing every night. And I'm like, nah, you guys go have fun. And I'm like,
now
I'm missing out. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And now I'm like, yeah, but what could FOBO be? What is the B?
FOBO is the fear of a better option. And I'm going through that right now because I am in the market for a brand new big TV.
Oh my God.
So over the course of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, I went to Best Buy a couple of times. I have researched like crazy.
Uh-huh.
So my question was, do I get a bigger TV that's pretty good? And cheap?
Yeah.
Or do I get a smaller TV that's really good and a little bit more expensive? So what do I do? It's like fear of a better option. I'm afraid once I pull the trigger on one, then something better is going to come along.
So you still haven't pulled the trigger?
Still have not bought a TV.
Oh my gosh, you're suffering from FOBO.
I'm suffering from FOBO.
I'm right there with you, Booker, because we are going skiing at Christmas time, and there were all the Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals, and I was so just yesterday zoned in on fear of a better option, and I was going to like every website I could ever think of to try to find a better deal. I'm not kidding you guys. Okay, I'm so embarrassed to share. I probably have 10 orders coming to the house in the next week.
Of
what?
Of ski jackets, ski pants, and gloves.
And then you're just going to try it all on and return what you don't want?
Literally, my job for the next 2 weeks is going to be returning boxes and boxes of merchandise.
Sarah suffers from FOBO.
I do.
Fear of a better option.
That term certainly applies in the dating world.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to take it to the other level. Honestly, this is why it is so hard to date. And this is why there's so many girls. You always say, why is it hard to date in Austin? Well, it's because of FOBO.
Oh, by the way, every single city I've ever lived in, single women say the same thing.
It's so hard to date
in LA. So hard to date in Vegas. It's so hard to date in Dallas.
The girl that said it in Austin moves to Dallas. Oh my God, it's so hard to date in Dallas.
So hard to date in Dallas.
Well, logically speaking, it would be easier to date because now you can get on a dating app and you can sit and just swipe through a million men in a second. But because of FOBO, fear of better options, what happens is everybody goes on a date with somebody and they're like, oh, that was great. There might be a better option on that dating app.
Exactly.
For real.
And, you know, they get home and immediately some new shiny object appears on their screen and it's like, that was good, but this might be better.
He's an 8.4, but the 8.9 is right around the corner. FOBO, y'all. That's a new term you need to be familiar with from Patrick McGinnis. The fear of a better option.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Now, I have a confession to make. I don't smoke marijuana. I never have. Mm-hmm. It's not been my thing. Mm-hmm. I don't do drugs. Mm-hmm. But I've always said, if given the opportunity, I would love to smoke with Willie, because that's a symbol, right? To be able to say, hey, I smoked it with Willie. It's kind of like a thing.
That's intimidating, though. If you're going to do it like for the first time, do it with the pro.
Right.
But I'd be super intimidated. Like, I wouldn't even.
Well, I wouldn't be intimidated. I'd just be like, hey, look, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, help me out. You know? Except his stuff is probably way too strong for me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is all moot, because Willie Nelson has announced he is no longer smoking due to ongoing health and breathing issues.
Wow.
He even has a premium cannabis lifestyle brand that he created in 2016.
By the way, his cannabis brand sounds like more like a whiskey. It's called Willie Reserve.
Oh, yeah. That does sound like a nice whiskey.
I don't know if you watched the CMA Awards last month, but he performed with Casey Musgraves, and it really appeared at one point that he was kind of gasping for breath.
Really?
But he said he's not going to stop touring because singing an hour on stage, he says, is the best exercise for his lungs.
Okay, he'll feel a whole lot better if he quits the weed, you know what I'm saying, and just does the performing.
Right.
I mean, you would think.
Well, let's hope.
But then again, he's 86 years old. Zilker Park has a new neighbor, and I'm actually cool about this because it's not what I thought it would be. It's a new luxury hotel that's opening up. It's called the Lauren at Lady Bird Lake. It's going to be literally on the shores of Lady Bird Lake. It's located between the pedestrian bridge, right across from the Lamar Bridge, and the Pitch and Putt. Like, think of where Zach Scott Theater kind of is, and it's kind of catty corner to that. It's not going to be a giant, huge hotel. It actually looks like it's going to fit there and belong there. It's going to have 108 guest rooms as well as 26 2-4-bedroom condos for sale, including 2 penthouses and a rooftop restaurant that I saw the rendering of. It looks pretty legit. It looks so up Booker speed.
Well, that's my neck of the woods. I love that area.
Yeah.
When you say catty corner, do you mean on the other side of the street?
Yeah, the other side of Lamar.
Where that Taco
Cabana.
Taco Cabana.
Yeah. You nailed it, bro. See, it is your neighborhood. The Lauren at Lady Bird Lake's grand opening is scheduled for early 2022.
Y'all love your hotels. Yesterday, the UT Minister of Culture, a.k.a. Matthew McConaughey, was at the groundbreaking of the Moody Center, a.k.a. the new on-campus arena for the University of Texas basketball, along with concerts and special events. Construction is estimated to be complete and open in 2022. It's going to be a 10,000-seat arena. It'll expand to accommodate 15,000 seats if needed, and it was all because of a $130 million grant from the Moody Foundation, which is the largest gift the foundation has ever made and the largest gift from a single foundation to the school.
Man,
isn't that crazy?
Money gets stuff done, y'all.
Yeah, and that's all because Frank Irwin is going away because of Dell Medical School.
Well, Frank Irwin has passed away, Sarah.
Oh, that's right. But, you know, the center.
Rest in peace.
Okay, here's what I wanted to say. So yesterday, Matthew McConaughey was there and his wife, Camilla. I love them both. But, like, they never do the Longhorn Hook'em, right? They always, okay, so when you do the Hook'em, you have your fingers, like, palm facing forward.
Yeah.
They always do it rocker style.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man.
And I mean, is there a wrong way to do it,
Yes,
Sarah?
That is not a Hook'em horns.
And also another observation. I love you, Matt, if you're listening, but you need another suit. Mix in another suit. He wears that same burnt orange suit all the time. Make another burnt orange suit.
I know. Just some notes from Matthew McConaughey.
Switch it up from us fashionistas.
Can do it wrong. She's from Brazil. The way Matthew does it is the way it should be done. He's the ambassador, Sarah.
Exactly. If you are the master of ceremonies, you need to be able to do the correct Hook'em horns.
Anybody anybody that has a branded Longhorn shovel is legit by me. All right. Willie Nelson, y'all, has taken his last puff off a joint. He said he's given up smoking. There's a brand new hotel scheduled to open on Lady Bird Lake 2022. Speaking of 2022, it's a big year for us. Ground broke on a brand new arena, which is going to be home to world-class events, concerts, and, of course, the University of Texas basketball team. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Going to put y'all on the spot. Did anybody here in this room give for Giving Tuesday?
No.
I mean, I'm tapped.
I know.
I mean, I'm broke right now, y'all.
I was reading about the average American does 5 good deeds a month, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm slipping so bad.
That's it?
That's it.
Wait, 5 good deeds a month? That's 30
a lot.
Or 31 days. No way, dude.
That's more than one good deed a week.
Dude, you should be doing more good deeds a month than 5.
Are you doing 5 good deeds a month?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I do a good deed every day.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, what do you define as deed? I mean, how deedy do you want to get?
So that's what I investigated because I was like, I'm really slipping. There's no way I'm doing five good deeds a month. But then I started looking at the thing and I'm like, oh, then I started feeling good about myself.
Isn't going to church a good deed?
No, that is not a good deed. That's not doing something for someone.
Yeah, you are. You're going to God's house, bro.
No, you're doing something for yourself.
That's not.
Unless you're contributing to the, what do you call that? The collection plate.
Yeah.
The tithing.
And then, right, tithing is doing a good deed, yes. It's not on the list, so I will give you the top 10 things, the most common good deeds we do. And I guess we can find out who does the most good in this room. Sarah, can you keep track of this, please?
Yes, I will.
All right, I'm going to lay it out, and you tell me if you've done it, but you have to be completely honest without worried about what people are thinking about you.
You don't even have to keep track of me. Just put yes on all of them.
Okay.
For me, at least.
St. Alex, have you ever given someone directions?
Yeah, whenever asked. Yeah, absolutely. Except there's been some sting going on at the HEB on Mancheck and Slaughter, where a young girl comes up to you and asks directions for somewhere, and one of her, like, assailants, is that what they call
it? I'm not saying every time,
they
Alex.
Rob you, so I'm afraid to do that, because that's happening when I live over in that area.
And hold up, this is, like, have you done this in the last week, right? Or the last month? Because we're seeing how many good deeds you do in a month.
Yeah, so
it is?
Yeah,
oh.
So did you do this in the last month? I mean, sure, I've given directions in my lifetime.
That's not the way they asked it to people. It's, have you ever done it in your lifetime?
Oh, 100%.
But I have in the past, in my life, sure.
And you, I'm sure, have.
Yeah,
bugger.
For sure. Holding a door for a stranger.
Every day.
Now that I can say every single day, yes.
Every day.
Sarah, you must be different when you leave this building.
Yeah, because you don't hold the door for us.
Well, it said hold a door for a stranger.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, damn.
That's a good point.
All right. So that's a yes for all of us. Our lifetime or in the past week or month, yes, we have.
Letting someone with fewer items cut in line at the store.
Y'all, I did that at the HEB in Kyle this past Sunday.
Oh, nice.
What the hell were you doing in Kyle?
We were coming back from the outlet mall in San Marcos.
Oh, gotcha.
HEB, and I went there. And yes, and I did that. I literally had a giant load in my, like, shopping cart, and I had to let someone
Bragger.
Go.
Helping someone cross the street.
In my lifetime, I'm sure.
I don't think I have.
Oh, I certainly have. Absolutely.
Okay,
have,
tell
yeah.
us about that time
yeah,
you
tell
did.
Us about
and
that
don't
time.
Like, let's say
well,
God's watching you.
I can't think
you.
Of it right now.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Show you
oh,
my God.
Okay.
I'm not giving you a check.
Don't give him a check. Don't give me one. I can't.
I don't even see that opportunity present itself that often.
I tried to help someone once in a wheelchair go across the street, and then they got mad at me. They got offended that I offered to help.
Doing a chore or errand for a family member or a friend, have we done that?
Like last week, I washed the dishes for my wife. Or for the dishwasher.
Oh, you did it for your
no,
wife.
No, because they were out of town.
Well, aren't you so sweet?
My wife was out of town, took our 5-year-old and our 2-year-old out of town, and they were rushing to get out, and she left the dishes in the sink. We left dishes at the sink.
Yeah.
And she said, I normally would get to these and throw them in the dishwasher, but can you do it while we're out? And I said, yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what? Standing ovation for you.
I mean,
that's
dude.
So nice of you,
that's
Alex.
So nice.
So nice of you to pick up your wife's job of doing the dishes.
Our dishes.
Adding a small donation to charity when you check out at the store?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Especially now. If you're a jerk if you don't hit, like, would you like to leave a dollar, like, tap?
Well,
I mean, seriously.
I actually don't sometimes just because I like to, like, marinate in the other person thinking I'm horrible. I don't know. It's a weird feeling just to be like, no.
Be honest. Have you ever said you've already donated even though you hadn't?
Oh, yeah.
I'm awful.
What about donating clothes to a thrift store?
All
yes.
the time. Yeah. I do it all the time.
All the time.
For sure. Yeah.
That's so self-serving because that just makes my place look nicer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Helping someone carry their groceries. Have you done it, Alex?
I have. In a lifetime, yes, but not in the last month or week.
I have never done that.
Returning a lost item, I have done that.
I have absolutely. I feel like that's one of those karma. Like whenever you need help, do something good and they'll come back.
I would do it. I just don't know if I've had the opportunity.
Sure. What about paying for a stranger's meal?
I feel
like I've definitely done that. I just can't think of a situation where I have.
Yeah, me neither.
Me either. Now I want to go do that.
Yeah, we should.
Do it today.
How about you guys buy me lunch? Oh, I'm not a stranger. Damn. His current record is 1,292 wins with just 117 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Rachel. Rachel lives in Liberty Hill, where she's a teacher at Lago Vista. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Rachel!
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Should we say Miss Rachel?
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Okay, all right. Well, we love our teachers, and we thank you so much for everything you do for the kids. And thanks for calling in for Can't Be Booker. I'm going to leave right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. When you're done, we'll come back. Or I should say, I'll come back. Me and my posse will return to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Rachel, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number 1. Jay-Z is 50 years old today. Did he start Third Man Records, Rockefeller Records, or Bad Boy Records?
Rockefeller Records.
Joaquin Phoenix has been named PETA's Person of the Year for all of his efforts on behalf of animals. He's been a vegan since he was 3 years old. He was nominated for an Oscar for playing what famous country star?
Johnny Cash.
Marissa Tomei, 55 years old today. She was in a film called My Cousin What?
Vinny.
Andy Samberg is going to host a new show called Biggest Little Cook-Off for the upcoming streaming service Quibi. Man, they're getting a lot of good people. Contestants will attempt to prepare full meals roughly the size of a dime. He was part of what comedy group that had sketches on Saturday Night Live? What did they call themselves?
Oh, gosh. I know he did the skits with JT. I can't think of their group.
Okay, and finally, Alanis Morissette is dropping a new album in May called Such Pretty Forks in the Road. She also has a new single that she dropped this week called Reasons I Drink, and she's going on tour next summer. She'll be in Austin June 12th. Finish the lyric to this song, Hand in My Pocket. I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm... Is it wealthy or healthy?
Healthy.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey.
4 out of 5.
What?
Okay. You ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Jay-Z is 50 years old.
Wow.
Wow. Did he start Third Man Records, Rockefeller Records, or Bad Boy Records?
Leave it to white bougie Sarah to say Rockefeller.
Which one is it?
Rockefeller, Sarah.
Yes, that is correct. Joaquin Phoenix has been named PETA's Person of the Year for his efforts on behalf of animals. He has been a vegan since he was 3 years old. He was nominated for an Oscar for playing what country star?
Johnny Cash. You know why Joaquin Phoenix is always single?
Why?
Because he doesn't like to meet.
M-E-A-T.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, seriously?
Wow.
Bro. Oh, my God.
Did your wife laugh at jokes like that?
No.
Okay. PETA's laughing right now, bro. They're laughing at it.
I just laugh at myself.
Marissa Tomei, 55 years old today. Yeah. She was in a film called My Cousin.
Vinny.
Yeah, I watched it this weekend. So good. Joe Pesci was in that. He's also in Home Alone, which I watched over the weekend. And then I tried to watch him in The Irishman.
Yes. Well, you don't have an extra 3.5 hours to spare.
I fell asleep. Andy Samberg will host a show called Biggest Little Cook-Off for the upcoming streaming service Quibi. Contestants will attempt to prepare full meals roughly the size of a dime. He was part of what comedy group that had sketches on SNL?
The Lonely Island.
Yeah. Finally, Alanis Morissette is dropping a new album in May called Such Pretty Forks in the Road.
Yeah.
She also has a new single out this week called Reasons I Drink. And then next summer, she's going on a Jagged Little Pill anniversary tour.
I cannot wait. It's going to be at Austin 360 Amphitheater in June
12th.
Yes.
All right. Finish the lyric to Hand in My Pocket. I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm... Is it wealthy or healthy?
Wow. That's a good one. Healthy, I guess, is what I'm going to go with.
Well, yeah, because in the sentence before, she said, I'm poor, I'm kind. So she wouldn't be, I'm short, but I'm wealthy. She is healthy. 5 out of 5.
Well, thank you so much for calling in to play. Appreciate you. And you know what? As a teacher, can we just give it to her anyway?
Yes. Absolutely. You know,
we're going to give it to her anyway.
It's Giving Wednesday.
That's right. It's Giving Wednesday.
I'm family, too. We've never been.
Oh, it'll be so fun.
Yeah, you'll have a good time. And it's for Heroes Night, which obviously honor veterans, active military, first responders, but for us, teachers are heroes.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
There you go.
Yay!
In addition, congrats.
Thank you. I'm Rachel from Liberty Hill, and I did not beat Booker.
Oh, good try.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
America is reportedly on the verge of a French fry shortage. For real, because of all the cold and wet weather this year, fewer potatoes are expected. This really tells you all you need to know about how we eat in this country. The two hardest foods in America to get are French fries and the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Missed Connections on Mix 94.7.
Helping those people that have missed the opportunity to connect. one person at a time. Mm-hmm. Alex and Sarah say hi to Kenley.
Kenley, I like that.
Hi.
I do. Kenley, good morning. Thank you for calling us. So she's not necessarily looking to go out with a guy. She's looking more to say thank you.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that.
But she's still looking for him.
Tell us the story, Kenley.
So I was in Target the other day with my dad, and the guy in front of us turned around and he noticed that my dad was wearing a veteran's hat, and he just paid for all of our stuff.
Wow. Dang, that's awesome. Yeah.
What's all your stuff? I mean, you weren't buying like a vacuum cleaner or anything,
yeah,
were you?
Yeah, just say, hold on, let me go back and get that Dyson.
So it was my dad's birthday, actually, and we were out for lunch. He needed to go get shampoo, so I came along with him. But then I also convinced him to buy an air fryer.
Yeah! That's funny.
So it actually wasn't that cheap. But yeah, he just turned around and he said, ring that all up and I'll pay for it.
Wow. How did you end up getting the guy's name?
Well, I was just asking him his name. I caught his last name, and then he said that he worked for an employment agency for veterans, ironically. And that he had a good month and he just wanted to do something kind, which I thought was so sweet.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's very nice.
My mom just really wants to track him down now. She was like blown away that this guy bought us an air fryer.
Wait, your mom wants to leave your dad for him?
Maybe.
Oh, for you. Got you.
Wait, so your mom just wants to, because your mom was not there?
She feels like we should have been more thankful, so she wants us to send like a thank you note or something.
Gotcha.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
So because we knew his last name and we knew what type of job, we were able to kind of narrow it down. There was a lot of Googling, but we found him.
That's awesome. Cool.
His name is Gavin, as you know, and we've got him on hold. So if you're ready, we'll connect you, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Right.
Gavin, good morning.
Good morning.
I would like for you to say hello to Kenley, whom you met at Target. First of all, I want to commend you on doing something incredibly kind for Kenley's dad, paying for their merchandise. It was very cool of you.
Well, her dad did something incredibly kind for all of us by serving. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people are happy to talk the talk about when it comes to respecting and appreciating veterans, but very few people are willing to walk the walk. And I saw a situation where I was able to do something, and so it was a small something. It's not nearly enough, but it was very nice to meet you. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now.
Kenley.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. It, like, made our whole day. Thank you. Yeah, my mom actually wants to send you a thank you note. So I was wondering if I could like bring you a thank you note.
Oh, wow.
I'll bring you.
It went from sending a thank you note to bringing a thank you note.
It's like, hold on, let's get an email address. No, you want to see him.
This is an unexpected twist here because we were just calling you, Gavin, to say thank you and like let you know that Kenley and her family are very, very grateful for what you did. But this does bring up a good question here, considering the foundation of the segment. It's all about finding people to date and connect with. Gavin, are you single?
I currently am.
This is so awkward.
Kinsley, you're single?
I'm also currently single.
Yeah. So if you two were to meet and you would hand deliver the thank you card over, say, coffee or maybe even a cocktail, then it wouldn't be an inappropriate get together. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
Listen, how about this? To make it even easier, how about the two of you get together for drinks or whatever, you guys work it out, and then let us pay for it so all the pressure's off.
Okay.
And you can hand deliver the note.
There you go.
Awesome. Yeah, and my mom also wants to bake cookies, so I'll bring you a tin of cookies.
There you go.
Nice.
You know it's the holidays when you say a tin of cookies.
That's so true.
I love it. I just got a email. Taylor Swift announced for... Oh, dang, I just lost it. Taylor Swift... Oh, crap, I just lost it.
What about you? Want me to Google Taylor?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I had it up. I was looking at it, and then my email refreshed, and I lost it.
Oh, the dog ate like your email, huh?
It was a ticket offer for a show that Taylor Swift is doing, and I got all excited. I was like, is Taylor coming to Austin? But it wasn't. It was for some festival. It's gone now. All right. Sorry. Well, here was an opportunity for you to see Taylor, but now I don't know anything about it.
Not gonna happen.
The question this morning that we're asking, anyone listening who... I find this very fascinating. because I know within the sound of my voice right now, there are people that have actually saved a life.
Yeah, I can't say I have. I would know. I mean, if I have to sit and think about it, I mean, Sarah, you have.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
My uncle's life.
Yeah, while he was hiking.
Well.
She did. Oh, wait. Oh.
Did you save his life, Sarah, or did you happen to be there when he almost died?
Well, I mean, so he flipped and smashed his head on a rock and basically scalped himself to where all of his skin was.
And you showed up in the helicopter and airlifted him out?
No, but I would say that I was part of it. My cousin and I were there. She held him and made sure he didn't go into a shock. And then I had to run like 5 miles down the mountain.
Okay.
Well, we were like on a mountain with no trail. So I was able to tell the rescuers exactly where he was on a map. And they were able to get to him and he was okay.
Yeah. So you saved a life.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Booker, you saved a life.
I did?
Yeah. You save mine every morning when you come to work. Hey, Sarah, it's saying something nice, man.
What about you? Have you ever saved a life? 512-643-5947. I know you're humble. I know you don't want to tell anybody about
it. People love telling these type of stories, bro. I love them, though.
We want to hear it. 512-643-5947 or text your story to 51993. If you ever saved a life, come on, brag about it for a little bit,
It's a happy ending because you saved a life.
That's right.
Boom!
512-643-5947 or text to 51993. Thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7. Appreciate it.
Alex and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Alyssa, there's a new poll found that America's favorite Christmas movie is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh. Yeah. While America's least favorite is still Frosty the Yellow Snowman.
Is there anyone listening? Blah, 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 blah.
We're asking the question this morning, is there anyone listening who has saved a life? 512-643-5947 or texting your story to 51993.
Kim said, I was in a Walmart and a woman started screaming. Her son was choking and I saw her shaking him. So I rushed over and gave him a few thumps on the back and I couldn't get it out. So I stuck my finger down his throat in a quick sweep and the object was out and I walked away. My friend handed me a hand sanitizer and I just broke out in tears because adrenaline is so powerful.
Wow.
Shelly said, I didn't risk my life to save someone, but I did match someone on the bone marrow registry. He had cancer and I donated my stem cells and saved his life.
I don't even know what that means, but good for you.
No joke.
And I also got a text at 51993. I was 21 years old and pregnant with my oldest daughter. My grandfather had a heart attack and I was only one in the family that knew CPR.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. That is incredible. Julie in Cedar Park, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about the time you saved somebody's life.
So this happened about 5 years ago. I was actually driving down the road and had just gotten on the interstate and there was a huge storm. Literally, I had probably been on the road for a quarter of a mile. There was one truck about half a mile ahead of me and nobody behind me. And the truck in front of me, I saw a hydroplane, and he hit a guardrail on the left side of the interstate, and then that flung him over to the right side of the interstate, and he flipped his truck over a bridge. It just happened to be that was the spot that he hydroplaned, and that's where he hit the guardrail, and he disappeared off the interstate completely.
Like fell over the bridge.
Truck flipped back end over front end over the entire bridge.
Wow.
And I immediately started screaming. I looked in the mirror and there's nobody behind me. And I was like, well, I have to pull over.
Wow.
So I'm in pajama pants, you know, because you drive comfortably when you're going for a long ride.
Sure.
I'm in pajama pants and it's pouring down rain. And I called 911 immediately and I run down to the creek, like the ravine of where the truck was. It had landed upright because it flipped over, landed on like a hill, and then rolled down the hill.
Wow.
It had landed on the roof and then flipped over and actually ended up on its wheels. There's stuff scattered everywhere that had been in this truck. And I immediately am like hysterical, but your adrenaline kind of kicks in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And immediately when I saw a guy in the driver's seat, he wasn't moving. I, you know, started yelling, are you okay? Are you okay? There was nothing. So I ran back up to the road to try to get more help. And I'm like on the phone with 911. At that point, I called them. They said 3 times within a 7-minute time frame because I didn't feel like they were coming fast enough.
Wow.
Finally, these other cars saw me standing in the rain, hysterical, like, you know, trying to get attention. And two people pulled over. They ran down. And by that time, the guy that was driving the truck had come to, and he was screaming, obviously, but he had woken up. So when I saw him, he was knocked out completely, and I thought he was not alive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, you know, obviously hysterical. They had to use the jaws of life to get him out of the car. Found out later he was a senior in high school in my hometown.
Oh.
And the firemen and everybody told me, just go home. You know, we'll update your family on how he's doing. And eventually they told us that he had a couple of surgeries, that he was going to be okay. He ended up going to his senior prom a week later in a wheelchair. He was one of like the best kids that had come out of that senior class, they said. He went on to college. He called me actually last summer.
Aww.
4 years, I guess, after the accident. And he just said, you know, I've never talked to you about it. I wanted to tell you thank you for being my angel, because most people, they said, wouldn't have pulled over if they had seen that. They would have just called 911. And where the truck went down into the creek, you could not see the truck from the road. So the fireman told me, like, if I hadn't pulled over, they wouldn't have found him for probably a really long time. And he probably wouldn't have made it.
I mean, this is a Hallmark movie. It just needs to end with the two of you getting married.
Absolutely.
Right?
This is awesome.
So that's my story. And I don't really ever tell people that, because it's weird to tell people you saved somebody else's life. But to get that phone call from him last summer was one of my my proudest moments, I'd say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.